Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. The word of the Lord says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." And this makes me think truly about faith, what faith really is. You see, when we come into faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize, first of all, that he himself had laid his life down. He bore all of our sins in his body on the cross. Why? So that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. We stop and we begin to examine our faith. One real sign is that in our hearts, there is a shifting. There is a change where no longer do we want to live in our sinfulness. No longer do we want to live for this world or for our own purposes. But those in the faith, those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, something begins to draw you near to him. You desire to be close. Is there a desire in our hearts today? Is there a desire to come close to him, to follow him, to seek his face, to, you know, come out of sin and come closer into righteousness? Is there a move in our hearts? If not today, may we stop and recognize him who bore our sins in his body on the cross, the one who laid it all down, that we would trust in him and come into a full serving, to come into the kingdom of God. And furthermore, the scripture says, "You were like sheep going astray." See, man, in man's heart, apart from God, apart from Jesus, we are like sheep that go astray, going about our own business, doing our own thing, following our own will, the will of this world, the will of the devil. But hallelujah, today, it can be broken. It can be broken by coming in to the Lord Jesus Christ, returning to the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. See, when we are in Christ, no longer are we going astray, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are drawn to follow him. We are like sheep now inside of his gates, inside of his pastures. And I love how this scripture says, we return to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. You see, Jesus Christ, the Lord, is not only the author, but he is the finisher of our faith. We can trust him as the great shepherd, that as we look to him and as we follow him, that not only would he initiate faith in our life, but he will be sure to see it through to the end. He who began a great work in each one of us will be sure to bring it to completion. Is he our shepherd today? Is he the overseer of our souls? Have we trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? And have we truly come into the faith that causes us to come out of sin, to come out of living for ourselves, and to have a heart for the Lord Jesus, to have a heart for God, looking to do his will, looking to produce his fruitfulness, and to live in his kingdom? I pray today that we would return to the great shepherd and overseer of our souls.